Today I'll be talking about the evaluation of three ground-based active remote sensors to assess nitrogen status of corn under greenhouse and field conditions. It's a little background, most of you are familiar with this, but a very important component of precision farming is identifying in-field variability. Now, we can do this several different ways. We can actually go out, take soil samples, measure for nitrogen or any other component that we're interested in. We can actually take plant samples, analyze leaves for nitrogen status, these kinds of things. But a lot of these things are time-consuming. They take a lot of labor and, in a lot of cases, a lot of money. So if we can find a way to do this remotely with a remote sensor, we can get in-season, right-now estimates of what we want. Way to do this, of course, is with NDVI. NDVI correlates to leaf area index and green biomass and is sensitive to photosynthetic efficiency. Now, there are several different ground-based sensors that are available, and we started out doing several studies with the Green Seeker sensor, and we had a lot of trouble, as a lot of people have with that. So we decided to kind of take a step back and evaluate not only that Green Seeker, but two other sensors that were available to see what kind of works best for our conditions. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the effect of plant growth stage and nitrogen fertility level, or N rate, on the NDVI readings of three ground-based remote sensors in corn, first under greenhouse conditions, so that we could kind of whittle down exact environmental conditions so that we could really get these things working in kind of pristine environments to see which ones, or how they worked in these pristine environments, and then to move this on to field conditions and actually go out and do a field study with these sensors. Okay, so first to talk about the greenhouse study. The sensors used were Entex Green Seeker, and we used both the red and green units. I should emphasize that green unit was a prototype and is no longer available. And we also used the Holland Scientific Crop Circle. We took readings at five different growth stages, V8, V9, V10, V11, and V12, under four different N rates, 0, 75, 150, and 225 pounds per acre. Here's a picture of the rig that I produced, and you can see it's got two sides on it so that we could raise the sensors up above the corn canopy at different growth stages so we could get the optimal height above up canopy. On the bottom there, we have the same soil that we used in the pots. All the corn was grown in pots, three corn plants per pot so that we could recreate corn rows. And the soil on the bottom of that rig right there is the same soil we used to get the same consistent measurements. And also, there are rails, and the next picture shows this a little bit better. We've got a rail going across there so that we can move the sensor back and forth across the canopy at different speeds, or we could leave it stationary. And on the bottom there, you can see how the corn plants kind of lined up there. And we could adjust row spacing, anything we wanted to do with this rig. Okay, so now I'll talk about the results we got from the greenhouse study. So here I have the sensor NDVI by nitrogen rate. So we've got the N rate on the x-axis, 0, 75, 150, and 225, and the NDVI on the y-axis. Now, we got very similar results with all three sensors, and this kind of surprised us, especially with the Green Seeker. In the greenhouse, we were able to get significant results across all four N rates, and all of these were statistically significant. This was also the case with the Red Green Seeker and with the Crop Circle. Now, the Red Green Seeker was a little bit higher up in the NDVI range, but again, all of these readings were statistically significant across all N rates. Here we have the sensor NDVI by the growth stage. So now on the x-axis, we've got the V8, V9, V10, V11, and V12 growth stages. And again, we've got NDVI on the y-axis. And in this case, both the Red Green Seeker and the Crop Circle showed statistically significant increases in NDVI as we went across each of the growth stages. At each growth stage for each sensor, Red Green Seeker and Crop Circle, we saw a significant increase in NDVI. For the Green Seeker, we saw a reading at V8 of around 0.45, and then we saw a decrease when we got to the V9 and V10 growth stages. And then when we went to the V11 growth stages, we saw another increase and increase in the V12 growth stage. Now, the V9 and V10 were not statistically significantly different, but there were significant differences as we went from V10 to V11 and V12. However, it really didn't do a very good job of differentiating or correlating with growth stages. Okay, for the greenhouse summary, we found that the crop circle and red green seeker sensors both had NDVI readings that correlated with N rate and with growth stage and were significantly different at each level. With the green seeker sensor, the NDVI readings were significantly different and correlated with N rate. However, the NDVI readings did not correlate with growth stages. So we got these greenhouse results, and now we decided to replicate the study as best as we could in the field, see how the field results related to this. So for the field study, again, we used NTEX green seeker, red and green units, and we also used the High Pollen Scientific crop circle. For this study, readings were collected at the V8, V10, V12, and V14 growth stages, and we had N rates of 0, 50, 100, and 175 pounds per acre. This here demonstrates how the units were mounted to a tractor as we went through the field. This boom here was able to be raised and lowered above the crop canopy so that we could maintain the proper height. And all of the corn was on 30-inch row spacings. Okay, so first we have the sensor NDVI by nitrogen rate. Again, we've got the nitrogen rate on the x-axis, NDVI in the y. And in this case, again, the red-green seeker had statistically significant increases in NDVI as we went across nitrogen rate, and these NDVI readings correlated with nitrogen rate. As N rate increased, so did our NDVI reading. This was also the case with the crop circle sensor. As we went from the 0 to 50 to 100 to 175, we got significant increases in NDVI. Now in the green seeker, we saw a significant increase from the 0 to 50 nitrogen rate, pounds per acre. However, then it kind of just flatlines. Now, you can see that at the 175 rate, NDVI did increase a little bit, but none of these numbers were statistically significant. So basically, the green seeker in the field just flatlined across all three of the upper N rates. This graph shows the sensor NDVI by growth stage. Now we've got growth stages of V8, V10, V12, and V14, and NDVI on the y-axis. We can see here with the red-green seeker that we had significant increases in NDVI as we increased growth stage. We got increases from V8 to V10 to V12 to V14, all statistically significant. With the crop circle, we got increases from the V8 to the V10 growth stage, and then we had no significant difference when we went to the V12 growth stage. So in this particular study, the crop circle was not able to distinguish between the V10 and V12 growth stages. But then when we went to V14, it was able to see this difference. With the green seeker, we had a difference from V8 to V10, then a plateauing in the V12 growth stage, and then a significant drop-off in the V14 growth stage. Okay, so our field summary results. The crop circle sensor, NDVI, was significantly different and correlated with all N rates. The sensor did not significantly distinguish the V10 and V12 growth stages. For the red-green seeker sensor, NDVI was significantly different and correlated with all N rates and growth stages. So for our field summary, continuing with the field study summary, with the green seeker sensor, NDVI was only significantly different when comparing the 0 pounds per acre rate. The sensor did not differentiate the 50, 100, or 175 pound per acre rate. The sensor did not significantly distinguish the V10 and V12 growth stages, and there was a significant drop-off at the V12 growth stage. So the overall conclusions we drew from this study was that the red-green seeker was very effective, showing significant differences across all growth stages at each fertility level. The crop circle sensor was also effective in distinguishing variability across N rates, but did not show significant in-field differences between the V10 and V12 growth stages. The green-green seeker sensor worked well in the greenhouse for N rate, However, this was not the case in the field, and the unit did not correlate with growth stages in either study. And this also was the case with a lot of other studies we've done with the green seeker. So with that, I'll open up for any questions. Yes, we do. We collected leaf nitrogen in both the field and greenhouse studies, and the crop circle and red green seeker sensors correlated very well with that. With the green seeker, it was kind of hit or miss.
I have a question. Is there any question? John?
Yeah, you kept emphasizing that the crop circle doesn't distinguish between B10 and B12. Is there some management implication behind
that? Not really, because really what you're going to be doing is you're going to be using the sensor at a particular growth stage. So within either of those growth stages, the crop circle worked perfectly well in distinguishing between different infertility rates. So while it didn't really distinguish between B10 and B12, that really wouldn't impact you from a practical standpoint. Yes, there were some interactions. We actually took several different variables, including leaf end, plant height, a lot of different variables, and then we had some pretty substantial interactions. For this particular study, I just tried to emphasize more of the simpler results.
So the graphs that you showed, were those averaged over?
Yes, they were.
Stages, or were those for a particular stage?
They were averaged over.
Real quick, did you determine the optimum end rate?
No, we did not. Not for this study.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.